Today, I welcome you to Times of Refreshing. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, we welcome your presence right now into this broadcast. Bless every listener, enrich every marriage, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Our topic today is captioned, "The Anchor for a Stable Marriage." By way of introduction, marriage is designed by God as a lifetime bond between a man and his wife. Interestingly, this bond is sealed by a vow to love, cherish, respect, and stay faithful to your spouse for the rest of your life. Part of the vow clearly states that you will be faithful to your spouse as long as you both shall live. So, faithfulness in marriage is a responsibility that husband and wife have towards each other. In the Bible, 1 Corinthians 4:2 states, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." What an anchor is to a ship is what faithfulness is to a stable marriage. Stability connotes something steady, strong, consistent, and solid. So marriage can be likened to a ship on a sea. And of course, like every ship, you are headed towards a destination. It's my prayer for you today that you will arrive at your destination of a glorious and stable marriage in the name of Jesus Christ. However, the sea at various times have different weather conditions. Sometimes it can be calm, turbulent, stormy, windy, and the list goes on. This is why all ships have anchors that keeps it stable at all times. An anchor is used to combat wind and currents that wants to move the ship, of course. Let me tell you, dear listener, a faithful spouse is a sure anchor. My question to you today is, how faithful are you, husband, to your wife? And your wife, how faithful are you to your husband? You know the best answer. In today's world, infidelity and immorality is prevalent and sadly is creeping very fast into the church. Not many people stay faithful to their marital vows any longer. Actually, in some countries, I'm told that marital vows have even changed from "till death do us part" to "as long as both shall love." But God cannot be mocked, and his expectations for marriage has not changed. Marriage is a sacred union, and it needs faithfulness for it to be sustained. Faithfulness implies that you perform your marital duty, being true to your word, trustworthy, steady in affection. You rate yourself, husband and wife. How steady are you? How trustworthy are you? Research shows that married couples live longer, they are more productive, they are healthier and happier if their marriage is stable and monogamous. And this requires faithfulness. Unfaithfulness in marriage can be very devastating. I pray that you don't have that experience. It always results in loss of trust, respect, and love, among other things. It's my prayer for you today, dear listener, that you will begin to take steps in the right direction to work towards greater faithfulness in your marriage. And of course, if you are, you are the one to benefit. For marital stability, faithfulness is required in every area of life. Financially, you must be faithful. Husband, how faithful are you to your wife financially? Do you make money available and provision at home for feeding? Or do you rather, instead of doing that, go to restaurants and spend a lot of money there, leaving your family members hungry? And wife, how faithful are you financially? Do you take the money that is meant for feeding at home to buy personal effects for yourself? Faithfulness covers all areas of life. However, one major area where faithfulness is required, which I want to dwell on briefly today, is sexually. Sexual faithfulness is a priority. The Bible says, drink waters out of their own cistern and running waters out of their own well. Proverbs 5:15. Sex is the cement that consummates your marriage. It is much more than bodily pleasure. It's the seal of a covenant between you and your spouse. Sexual unfaithfulness takes more than one form. It can manifest as a traditional affair with another man or woman outside of your marriage. Second, it can be an emotional unfaithfulness, emotional attachment to someone else that is not your spouse, or the virtual act of pornography. Hear me, and hear me very well. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Don't defile it. The Bible tells us, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? 1 Corinthians 6:19. Sexual unfaithfulness must be out of your life in case you have been caught with it already. You must be determined, make a U-turn, and let go of the past so that you can get to your glorious future. Sexual faithfulness in marriage is a choice. Hear me very well. And it's the choice of the wise. It's not a gift. It's not something that jumps on people. It is a choice you have to make. Have you made that choice yet? If you have not, today is that day when you have to make that choice. If you have already made a choice, thank God for your life. I pray that God will enable you and strengthen you to stay true to that choice in Jesus' name. It affects more than your body. It includes the use of your eyes, your mind, your language, even your appearance and your carriage. All of this matters. Some spouses dip their toes into the waters of temptation by themselves. And when they fall into it, they say things like, oh, I never meant to, so and so and so. Or, I never ever thought I or we would so and so. But they did. You can't play on the edges of temptation and assume you can get away with it. Don't give excuses for what some people call these days weakness. No, rather, you must deal with this spiritually, deal with this squarely before it destroys you. Your destiny shall not be destroyed in Jesus' name. Amen. Please understand me very clearly. Listener, adultery is a sin against God, one, against your spouse, two, against the society, three, and four, against yourself. Remember in the Bible, David's adultery with Bathsheba caused him so much. He in turn committed murder. The child that came as a result of that sin died, and then the sword didn't depart from David's house. What a tragedy. 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 10. You can read all the story there. So, the few minutes of pleasure, so-called, can lead to a lifetime of disaster. Watch it. Make a U-turn. Let today be the last day you've ever been caught in it, if you are already in it. Sexual faithfulness, therefore, must become a top priority in your marital relationship. The grace of God is available. Many people are staying faithful and true sexually in their marriage. So you have no excuse. You will make it in Jesus' name. To be sexually faithful, let me leave a few tips with you today. One, maintain spirituality. Romans 8:6 tells us to be spiritually minded, is life and peace. Spirituality is a practical walk with God that entails total obedience to scriptures. It's your guarantee, and indeed your only guarantee, to success in life, including success in your marriage. So, seek to please God through your lifestyle and daily choices. Listen, unfaithfulness in marriage is indicative of an unfaithful heart towards God. If you are not faithful in marriage, it's a sure fact that you are not faithful to God. What causes unfaithfulness is largely indiscipline and lack of commitment to God. Read your Bible every day. Pray every day. Practice the Word of God every day. Do what it says. And then, unfaithfulness in marriage sexually will never be able to access your life. Let's do a little bit of study in the Bible. Take a few examples. Solomon, when his heart turned from God, he married 700 wives and 300 concubines. What a tragedy. When Solomon was old, the Bible tells us that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God. The Bible makes it clear. 1 Kings chapter 11 verse 4. How about David? When David was not spiritually guided, he took Uriah's wife and also plotted murder. What a tragedy. The Bible tells us at the time when kings go forth to battle, David didn't go to battle. 2 Samuel 11, 1. How about Samson? He was a one-man army, but he lost his strength and destiny and honor to sexual sin. Judges chapter 16. What more do you need as evidence that sexual sin is very, very deadly? Sexual sin brought enmity between Amnon and his brother Absalom, which eventually led to Amnon's death. 2 Samuel 13:32. So, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. It is easy to fall into temptation when you are not spiritually on guard. Therefore, guard up the loins of your spirit man and give no place to the devil. When you are spiritual, you live according to scriptures and not what the world says. Grace to become more spiritually alert, receive it in Jesus' name. Number two, be committed to your spouse. To be faithful maritally, you need to be committed to your marriage. And you need to be committed to your spouse. Let me tell you something. You will always find someone that is more handsome or beautiful, more friendly, organized, well-behaved than your spouse. But your commitment keeps you focused on your marriage while you together build the qualities that you desire in your marriage. John F. Kennedy, a one-time American president, said, and I quote, "Real men stay faithful. They don't have time to look for other women because they are busy looking for new ways to love their own." How true that is. Man, be a real man. Focus on your marriage and focus on your wife. And wife, be a real woman. Focus on your husband and focus on your marriage. Learn to appreciate your spouse in and out of season. And please, you must learn to stop comparing your spouse with other people, because he or she is unique in the way God created him or her. Focus on the things that will bond your marriage and strengthen your relationship. Build intimacy. Walk towards the closeness of your relationship with your spouse emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, sexually, and in every aspect of life, so you don't keep envying others. You will make it in Jesus' name. And number three, tame your thoughts. All these evil things come from within and defile the mind. Mark chapter 7 and verse 23 tells us, every illicit sexual relationship begins from the mind. Emotional infidelity is the habit of investing emotional and relational energy into someone besides your spouse in order to meet your selfish needs. You need to get out of it. It is the sharing of the inner self with another person other than your wedded spouse. It can begin with a simple workplace interest that, if not guarded, can translate into an illicit relationship. You have to watch it. Your will and power to act lies in your mind, which is the center of your emotions. You cannot act without first thinking about it. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7 tells us. Faithfulness or unfaithfulness don't happen in isolation. Hear me well. It begins from your thoughts. And understand, negative thoughts, when unguarded, leads to negative actions. So watch your thoughts. Erase all those unwholesome images and pictures, including pornography, from your mind, from your imaginations. Memories of negative past or intending lustful relationship, aside your relationship with your wedded spouse, must be erased out of your mind. Learn to keep your words, keep your promises. Don't tell lies. There is nothing like white lie or black lie. Lie is lie. Don't engage in any form of deception. Give no room to the enemy. Guard your heart. Be honest with yourself. And shut off all illicit conversations and contact with other men and women that are not your wedded spouse. Listen. Don't justify your negative or ungodly actions. Vehemently despise it, fight it, and give no place to the enemy. All those secret phone calls you make when your spouse is not around, all those pictures that you send to people of opposite sex other than your wedded spouse, all those evil and negative websites that you visit on the internet, especially when you're alone, you have to put a stop to it so you don't give any place to the enemy. In case you are there listening today and you are already tempted, you are into unfaithfulness sexually or otherwise with your spouse, make a U-turn. Rise up and fight it. Confess that sin and seek forgiveness, both from God, from your spouse, and from yourself. Ask for help from the Holy Ghost. In case you are not baptized in the Holy Spirit yet, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, make sure you get a Bible-believing church. Be prayed for. Because when you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, He helps you out of every form of temptation when you allow Him to do so. Then make God's word your companion and your guide. You can even get help from a godly friend or a mentor or a counselor or your pastor. But by all means, make sure you give no place to the enemy. And in case you are single and you are not married yet, thank God for your life. Ensure you make that decision and that choice ever before you get married to stay faithful sexually to your marriage spouse. Marital faithfulness is a choice. Therefore, there is no acceptable excuse for any unfaithfulness in marriage. In conclusion, please understand very clearly, listener, a faithful marriage can produce generations of faithful descendants and vice versa. May you remain faithful in your marriage so you can produce generations of faithful descendants. when it comes to relationship, remaining faithful is never an option. It is a priority. A one-time American president, Theodore Roosevelt, said, and I quote, "It is better to be faithful than famous." Grace to remain faithful in your marriage to everyone that is married, receive it in Jesus' name. And for those of you listening who are still single, grace to remain faithful, even sexually, while you are still single. And when you get into marriage, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are married today and you have a challenge in your marriage, whatever that challenge might be, I decree peace into your life. Dear listener, as I close, are you born again? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If you have not, bow your heads right now. Pray this prayer with me from your heart. Say after me, "Oh God, today I come to you. I'm a sinner. Jesus, save me and wash me. I will live for you. From today, I'm your child. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen." If you pray that prayer from your heart, congratulations, because now you are born again. And log on to the website address at the bottom of the screen and fill the salvation form. Send your testimonies through this same medium and connect with the social media handles at the bottom of your screen. Always remember, God is too faithful to fail. See you next time. Bye.